As he has promised to do, newly inaugurated South Korean President Lee Myung-bak is raising the profile of South Korea's policy toward North Korean human rights abuses. Park In-kuk, Mr. Lee's Deputy Foreign Minister for International Organizations and Global Issues, spoke to the United Nations Human Rights Council Monday in Geneva. He says it is time for North Korea, formerly known as the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, to make some changes.
The Government of the Republic of Korea, underscoring human rights as universal values, calls upon the Democratic People's Republic of Korea to take appropriate measures to address the international community's concern that the human rights situation in the DPRK has not improved.
Independent research indicates North Korea has one of the worst human rights records in the world. Scholars say hundreds of thousands of North Koreans are in labor camps, often because they or a family member committed a minor political offense. Cases of public executions and forced abortions are also reported to be frequent. Park's UN comments are a sharp departure from the positions of two previous South Korean administrations, which pursued a policy of near-total public silence on North Korea's human rights situation. That approach, part of what is known as the Sunshine or Engagement Policy, views the North-South relationship as unique and requiring sensitive handling. Supporters of the policy say peacefully engaging the North is more effective in the long run than confrontation in bringing about change. Under the policy, South Korea has abstained on several United Nations votes calling on North Korea to improve its human rights practices. Deputy Foreign Minister Park indicated in his Geneva speech Seoul may be willing to support such measures in the future.
The Council should be equipped with appropriate mechanisms to effectively respond to a persistent and gross violation of human rights. The country-specific resolutions are the mechanism designed to best serve this function, by urging UN system and the country concerned to take appropriate actions.
Human rights organizations are praising the apparent policy shift. They say Park's reference to human rights as a universal value is a hopeful sign that South Korea's human rights policies can be formed independently of other political concerns. Kay Sok represents Human Rights Watch here in Seoul.
If I have read a statement without knowing this was from the South Korean government, and if I read it like 2 weeks ago, I would have thought this was from a human rights organization.
President Lee has said South Korea's Unification Ministry, Seoul's main policy body on North Korea, will soon have a special office dedicated to scrutinizing the North's human rights practices. Kurt Aishin, VOA News, Seoul.